la 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 la. Hey Parker, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't that hard to understand. You know he's not trying to make trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
Tuesday, May 6th. The Tuesday night situation we've got here. 5-6, this is your Seis de Mayo. I'm assuming you enjoyed your Cinco.
All right, now you're stretching it.
Cinco de Mayo.
Now you're stretching it.
Rob Parker, from now on, every day in May has a Spanish name. Seis de Mayo, tomorrow Siete de Mayo, Ocho de Mayo, Veinte de Mayo. I just don't have to always recount to get to that number. I can't just do it like, afterwards go, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. You know what I mean? I can't just remember what seven is.
Well, because you're not
backwards.
Because you're not fluent in the language, so right.
You think by now
no,
exactly.
I have to do the same thing. I have to
uno,
start
dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Okay, I'm good. Diez de Mayo on the 10th. And if you haven't seen it, if you're watching us on ParkerAndTheMan.com right now, there it is again. There's the Parker and the Man cartoon caricature right behind the Rob Parker there next to the 11:30 a.m. WDFN The Fan sign. What do you think about that? Not getting comments about that from last night? That was the first night you busted it out?
People loved it. They were like, it's spot on. Very nice.
Who do they think looked more like, me or you?
No, you.
They thought that was more me than you?
Yeah, because you got that Van Dyke.
And that is what, that's a Van Dyke. Very good. It's not a...
Not a goatee. This is a goatee. Just your chin.
Wait, right. If it's connected, it's a Van Dyke.
Right. Under your chin is a goatee.
But you're kind of connected there.
No, I got a Van Dyke. Mine is connected.
Yeah, but you have more light. I keep mine too bushy.
No, I have mine trimmed down today. I got a cut at Sporty Cuts.
It's my playoff beard. I got my playoff beard.
Nah, I needed to get buzzed down.
Hey, this is very exciting tonight. We get to see the first glimpse of Robbie Ray. New guy. We got a new guy with the Tigers on the mound tonight. Robbie Ray going tonight against the Houston Astros. And what's the guy he's facing? Oberholzer? Who's 0-5 with a 5.63 ERA?
He was on MSNBC, then he went back to ESPN, I think, right?
Oberholzer?
Yes.
Who are you thinking of? Who are you talking about?
Oh, that's Oberman. I'm sorry.
That's not even close.
You said Ober?
I would never have guessed that. Here's the great thing about Robbie Ray. Who would have thought this when the Doug Fister trade was made? Who would have thought this? Robbie Ray makes his start for the Tigers before Doug Fister makes his first for the Nationals. Because Fister will be back
Wait
Friday.
Wait when the season's over and let's see where the Nationals are and where the Tigers are.
What are you trying to say?
I mean, it could work out long term, but this team is ready to win now. So we'll see.
Doug Fister doesn't start
anything,
until Friday.
Anything other than a World Series victory is failure. I mean, we could sit here all day. You could tell me about all the games they want to win. Win the Central again for the fourth time.
Are you not impressed the Tigers are back to number one in Major League Baseball's power rankings? Number one.
Well, Mark, when you win six in a row and eight out of nine, no. I mean, you should be. I get it.
Robbie Ray's debut tonight. You know, we failed to mention last night that Nick Stauskas threw out the first pitch and the first drunk at Comerica last night.
Did he?
Yeah, I think the first drunk he threw up before the first pitch. Because that's how it goes downtown sometimes, over there at Montcalm and Woodward and Brush. But, yeah, Nick Stauskas threw out the first pitch last night, and now the Tigers have signed him to a three-year deal. Who knew?
Oh, stop.
But Robbie Ray's debut is 22. Robbie Ray is 22. He came in the Fister deal in Washington. He went 3-2 with a 1.53 down at Toledo. And in his minor league career, this is his debut, 22 years old, in 367 minor league innings, he has struck out 364. So he's about an inning. We'll see if he keeps that in the majors.
Talk about picking your spots. What a great spot to pick out for your debut. This is one of those.
Oh, the Houston Astros?
Yeah. This is
Houston Astros
number one. No.
Oh, and by the way,
I'm not mad at the Tigers. I get it.
Yesterday, we forgot another thing. The guy who sang Meet the Mets, Greet the Mets on television Sunday night.
Who was it?
Was John Hamm as Don Draper in Mad Men. He found an old Mets poster underneath a pennant.
And he started singing it, really?
Well, he picks up the Mets pennant under the sofa. He finds it. If you know the show, that's Lane who killed himself. That was his Mets pennant. He just found it. Puts it on the wall to remember his buddy. And they get into a thing about going to a Mets game.
And then
they go to Shea.
And then they just break out.
And he says, come on, let's go to a Mets game. Meet the Mets. Greet the Mets. That's him singing.
Step right up and meet the Mets.
So there you go, Rob Parker.
Bring your kiddies. Bring your wife.
2014, it was mentioned in an actual
Mark, they played that
program.
Song. You know when you grow up in something and you
was
hear
that like
a song.
All the time?
It was the way they started the games every day for 25 years.
They don't
years.
Do that anymore?
No.
At Citi Field?
No, it's something different. You know they always update the music. That's so
did they leave that at
60s.
Shea Stadium?
I think
maybe
so.
Maybe when they left Shea, they stopped doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like an old 60s song, but still.
The did Yankees, you like Shea Stadium?
Now compared to Citi Field, no. I mean, but at the time, that's all I had.
No, because you could go to the Bronx to Yankee Stadium and say, how come we can't have that?
Yeah, I wish that they had a better stadium when I was a kid, but it is what it is. I mean, I
never hated Shea.
Yeah, but the planes and just.
Oh, that was the best.
Mark, all the garbage. Remember the wind swirling around at
Shea Stadium?
If
you guys didn't know on television, if you were watching a Mets game against whoever it was, and you were watching the television broadcast, I'm gonna do this. Rob, you be the announcer on TV, and I'm going to be the planes heading. Is it LaGuardia, right? It was right by
LaGuardia Airport, yeah.
Not Kennedy, LaGuardia. I'm going to do the plane, and Rob's going to do the announcer. So just to do a pick a
first
a
inning, Bruce Beauclair is up for the Mets.
Oh, my God. Bruce Beauclair?
He takes Bruce Beauclair.
Come on.
Wait a minute. You ready? Ready?
Yes.
Bruce Beauclair is there. He's a center fielder.
Oh, my God.
Bruce Beauclair is up the bat.
Oh, man.
First pitch. Those pitches line drive in the center field. Now Beauclair will try to get to second base.
Every time.
It was brutal. I was.
You
brutal.
Couldn't even hear the announcer.
But
the
you know
plane
what?
Would be
I'm
going
to tell
there.
You. It's funny. And then we could get off. You ready? Mark, I never realized how bad it was until I went to Cincinnati covering the Reds and came back as a visiting writer. I'm like, oh, my God, this is brutal.
Dude, I had to put up with it.
Because I was in Cincinnati
it.
And, you know, like. When you grow up with something, you just kind of accept it. And what was weird was the mayor at the time, Dave Dinkins, was a big tennis player. And for the U.S. Open, he had the planes avert flying over over that area.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah, because it was so loud for the U.S. Open. But I'm saying.
Because that's all in Flushing.
But why couldn't they do that for Mets games?
Because there's 181 of them.
Just fly around.
81 days?
Yes. I don't care.
That would have been ridiculous. Jack Brickhouse, who I grew up with as a Cub announcer, and then Harry Carey, of course, afterwards. Harry was the one that would always, it depended on how many buds Harry had at the time. But every so often, Harry would say, hey, Steve. Steve Stone, of course, who does the White Sox now. Hey, Steve, that's flight 639. He would make up some, coming in from Minneapolis. On runway 19.
Well, there goes a no-hitter. It's a leadoff double.
Really?
Well, no on his first start.
Now,
that's
Jose
okay.
Altuve with the double.
He just served it in the right field.
I want to see him. I haven't even turned over. You talk. I want to see the guy.
Huh? It was just like a blooper to right field.
I want to see him pitch, though. What's he bring, 38?
Second pitch of the game. First one was a ball. Just a bloop to right field. Right in the right spot.
Who had 38? Was that Darren Downs? Did he have 38 last year? Anyhow, Robbie Ray's left-handed pitcher wearing 38, and he's got a little thing going there. What's he got going? Like a little...
Is that his brother or
he's
or
got a
mother?
Little goatee. I think that's his family. He's got a bunch of family there.
You know, they were moving. You see his brother, like, you know, like first ball or whatever. All right.
What if Robbie Ray gets nobody out? And I know you're also excited because tonight's the start of the Nets. Meet the Nets, greet the Nets, and the Miami Heat tonight. Game number one down in South Florida, where they all took their talents to. Are you excited about that, too? I know you were yesterday.
No, I want to see that series. I just really want to see the matchup. I think the Nets match up well against the Heat. One of my buddies on Facebook hit me up and said, I wasn't sure if I heard you correctly. Are you saying the Nets are going to beat Miami? Yes, I am. Don't adjust your radios. It is Rob Parker. Yes. Upset.
In how many games?
6 games.
Because you said if they went to a seventh, you don't think they could win?
No, I think it would be real hard. Not that they didn't win a seventh game on the road, but you're trying to win back-to-back 7-game series on the road? That's pretty hard.
I'm trying to figure out who he throws like. Because it's somebody really distinctive in Major League Baseball that Robbie Ray throws like left-handed. Can't think who I'm thinking of. Not a Tiger. Somebody else. You know, he has actually, he looks a little like who's coming back, Clayton Kershaw. Got a little Kershaw that.
Kershaw is a little more pronounced, don't you think?
That little hitchy thing, though, in
right.
the
right. I
delivery.
Know what you're saying, but just a little bit more pronounced.
No, it's not Kershaw. It's somebody else, but he's got a little Kershaw in him. Boy, I wish he had a lot of Kershaw in him.
I was going to say, he needs a lot more than a little
no,
bit.
No, actually, if he had any Kershaw in him, I'd be happy. All right, well, there's his first. Oh, good Lord.
That's Cabrera's fault.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Mark?
Yeah. He delayed it too long.
He delayed it looking at third. Why are you going looking at third? Why would you put the kid in that situation? You're not going to get that
guy. Get
him
the damn out.
Get the out. Yeah. He took way too long, and he looked at third base. Watch.
Should have been his first major league
guy. The guy's already over there.
I know. I don't know what he's doing. And then he was slow anyhow.
Yep, he's safe.
Yeah.
That's a good call by the umpire.
All right, so it starts with a men on first and third for Robbie Ray and nobody out. The Houston Astros, who did not score last night against Max Scherzer and company, and it was a nice effort by Max. ERA well now under 2, and Ray was called up, obviously, because of Anibal Sanchez. And he'll start again on the 12th, so I'm assuming that no matter what happens tonight,
he'll get another start, unless he's just absolutely horrible.
Well, this is exactly the pattern that Justin Verlander went on in 2005 when he was first called up. They promised him 2 starts. He was awful. Verlander, I talked to Allen after the Trammell after the game, and he said, I don't know. And Verlander couldn't have been worse, and they gave him the 2nd start, and Allen didn't wait 2 seconds. It was like literally Allen sent him to Toledo. Said, no, Justin's going out. He's two. That's it. 2 starts, and we're done. And he didn't come back till spring training in 2006, and the rest is history.
I was going to say, and the rest is history.
But
all
his
right.
first 2 efforts, Verlander, were brutal.
248, 848, 1130. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, including, Mark, what is this, Sammy...
Sammy Watkins.
Watkins.
From Clemson.
Is now telling people, I guess somebody from the NFL Network, Rappaport, that the Lions are trying to move up.
Well, last Monday when you were gone, I did a thing about the what I called the Watkins Twitter tease. Eight days ago. He was starting to tease people on Twitter that there were at least 2 to 3 teams that were willing to go in the top 10 to move up, wink, wink, and he pointed at number 10, and this is when it started, were absolutely willing to move up to draft him because they had to have him. So he's been kind of hinting that the Lions have been this team now for a few weeks.
But why would you throw that out there? And it just seems weird that you're like...
Because that's the world we live in.
Yeah, but why are you putting that out there, especially if it's not true? It just sounds stupid. I mean, if it doesn't happen, you... I hope it's true because otherwise he sounds crazy.
One thing I've learned about Sammy Watkins.
I think it's a mixed bag. I don't think everybody's that thrilled about the idea. And I know he's a talented receiver, Mark, and all that. But I think people have a feel. I think people here have gotten it. They need a playmaker on defense. They just do. You're not going to win the division. You're not going unless you start stopping people. Go back and just recount. Okay. All those games that the Lions lost. To Tampa Bay at the end where they make a big play, right, Mark? With Tampa Bay. To the Baltimore, 4th and 15 or whatever. Or then the Giants, 3rd and 17.
And Joe Flacco really
right?
ate them up there. Yeah.
I mean, they just, how many plays?
Eli ate them up there.
How many plays were made?
Yeah.
And that's the reason why you didn't win. Because you couldn't get stops at the end of the game. You got to go and get defense. I don't care what they say about taking the best available. All you in on is Sammy Watkins.
It's funny you mentioned the Giants because Peyton Manning was on Letterman last night. And Peyton, of course, was asked about Eli because you know how Dave loves the family. And Peyton said, Eli's doing great. He's still in shock. And Dave said, why? Because they beat the Lions at the at Ford Field and he still can't get over it. He can't get over it.
Did he say that? No,
no he
oh,
didn't.
I was going to say what?
I thought I'd get a little something out of Gary, but I guess not.
Gary's not paying attention.
No,
all right. All right, you know what? It is time for, and I know we've paid attention.
Here we go.
Time for the official sports night with Parker the Man, Hank Aaron time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Mark it down. Robbie Ray's first major league strikeout.
Is it, if it's a minor leaguer, is it a major league out?
Well, there's a debate whether the Astros are a major league team, but still counts as a major league strikeout. I mean, Chris Carter, best player they got, and no one knows who this guy is, and he's up now. But Robbie Ray's first strikeout. But it is 7:15. That's your indicator that you know what time it is here on Sportsnet with Parker DeMann. You want me to start?
Yes, let's start.
I get the finger wag.
248-848-1130. I want to hear what people have to say about this Watkins thing, and where would you be if they do make some sort of trade and move up to get Sammy Watkins?
Well, I have good news.
No.
Thank you, Bobby Ross. I do have good news. Todd McShay, who's there's two mock drafts that I really rely on. Todd McShay's is one of them. He has the Lions taking Darqueze Dennard out of MSU. So it's come full circle again.
That's
back to the corner.
That was the first name we heard.
And that's the name I brought up to you long ago on a podcast before we ever started here, that I wanted to keep Darqueze Dennard in the state of Michigan. But hi. Welcome to the show. My name's Mark. The guy across from me is a guy who just found out that Michelle Obama's heartache over her brother's firing as Oregon State head basketball coach, Craig Robinson, is not covered under Obamacare.
Oh, stop.
Who knew? You thought it was. Thanks a lot, Obama. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
All right. It is Sports Night with Parker and the man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, on an absolutely gorgeous, beautiful Tuesday night.
It's a Chamber of Commerce Day.
It's suitable for framing today, Mark. In Metro Detroit, Rob Parker, as I said. And, of course, we have EP, Gary, Nick and his video streaming minion, Ryan. And Andrea from sales is even here today, chilling out. And BMO, of
course. She's waving.
Yes. The whole gang, they're all on the other side of the glass. And, Mark, let's really talk about this. Where are you? If they get Sammy Watkins, and we know he's a great player, are you cool with it?
No, I'll tell you what, I'll go a step further. Remember we talked about yesterday but never said on the air? I will officially, I'm not afraid to say it right now. If Sammy Watkins is the pick, and I watched a lot of Clemson games, and I love Taj Boyd, the quarterback. If Sammy Watkins, if they waste 10 or even trade up to get this guy, I'm going to officially name Martin Mayhew the new, you ready, Rob? Dr. Doolittle. Rob said, let's resurrect the Dr. Doolittle name if you want.
Because I gave that name, Mark, to Jerry Walker years ago. You remember 20 that?
20-plus years ago when he was the Tiger general manager, I called him Jerry the Lump. Rob called him Dr. Doolittle because he literally did little. And now Martin Mayhew, if he's going to be all bling-blinged, he's going to go, oh, look at this. I got stars in my eye. I'm a former DB, but I don't want to take a DB. I want to take the guys I used to cover. And Sammy Watkins is the guy because let me tell you something right now. You name for me the last time a wide receiver won a Super Bowl. I'll give you one. And I'm stretching. You say, how can you stretch it with this guy? Jerry Rice might be the one guy I'd say, yes, that guy.
When they blew out the Chargers?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking about?
I'm thinking that he was even more. I mean, Montana still had to get him the ball. Or Steve Young or whoever.
Steve Young
at the
against
time.
The Chargers, I think, right? I mean, that blowout.
But, and I'm not talking about if the guy was the MVP. Wide receivers don't win you Super Bowls. But you know what? Corners can. DBs can win you those things.
Well, can we do this?
Lions and I know the Super Bowl. I believe it is.
And I know it's not fair, Mark, but let's. Do you want to take a look at Calvin Johnson's record since he's been in?
It's terrible. I mean,
no one wants to say or admit.
No, Rob, it's not even satisfactory. It's terrible.
Two strikeouts in a row after four.
Oh, this Robbie Ray's going to win the Cy Young Award.
Man, did you see this wave? Chris Carter. He was looking more like Chris Carter, the football player. Look at this. I don't even know what. Let's just a wave at it off the plate.
That's terrible. Well, this guy told you, strike out an inning. Now he's got two in the first inning. All right, let's start it with JP. Is this JP, JP?
JT.
JT. What's happening?
JT. Hi, JT.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Great. Turn your radio down. We can hear it in the background.
Okay. If the Lions want to get Stafford more weapons, get him a pass rusher who can get 16 sacks a season, a free safety who will intercept 7 passes, and a linebacker who creates fumbles. Okay? otherwise, you know, the Lions are out of SOL again.
A lot of people think that. If they, and I know they haven't taken a receiver in the first round since 2007. I know, I heard it, it's been a while, but I'm sorry. They've drafted everything but really what they really need, and I'm sorry. I just think in this one, there's a couple of corners out there. Go get you a playmaking corner. What's so hard about that?
Exactly. And you look at Green Bay. They have a hell of a passing attack. They don't select wide receivers with the first-round draft pick. The Steelers, I mean, they won two Super Bowls in the last 10 or 15 years. They had one wide receiver who was a number one draft pick. All right. Seattle last year, you know, you can't even name their starting wide receiver.
Well, Golden Tate. Sidney Rice.
Okay, one.
Sidney Rice.
Who were the other one or two?
Sidney Rice, they got from Minnesota. I mean, there were guys. Look, but that they didn't win a Super Bowl because of those guys. That's the point.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, the Lions are just a schizophrenic organization. You got the coach saying he wants a flamethrower off the edge. You got Mayhew saying he wants three starters off out of this draft. And then you got this rumor saying they're going to trade draft picks for Sammy Watkins. Okay, what happens with those three starters they're talking about?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, they're going to have to trade draft picks for Sammy Watkins. All right, so that decreases their possibility of getting those three starters.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because of other draft picks. You're actually that confident because you took a guy last year at that corner spot in the second round who's not a starter yet in Darius Slay. So you're that confident that Martin Mayhew even picks guys that can start in this league. I'm not that confident, JT.
Well, I mean, that's what they profess. They want three starters out of this draft, okay? All right, so if you select Sammy Watkins, you're going to have to trade some of those draft picks to get him. Thus, less the possibility of getting those three starters.
JT, do you understand? Listen to me.
Be a kicker.
JT, last year when he took Slay, okay, and I still thought that was reaching at that for the, what that level should be, I thought that guy's not good enough to be where they picked him. In theory, you should have the opportunity with a Denard or a Justin Gilbert. You could have just drafted back-to-back bookend corners that'll be here for 10, 12, 13 years. And I don't want to hear about Chris Houston because Houston's hurt. I'm not shocked. I'm not stunned by that. There's a lot of NFL football in Chris Houston. You needed to get young guys to work the corners, to be shutdown guys. You could have had Slay and Denard and been set for a decade. Just like
exactly.
San Diego got set for a decade when they drafted Quentin Jammer.
So I don't know.
They won anything with Jammer. But
on his TV show about a month ago said something. There was a division in the front office that Luan wanted Watkins.
Yes, that is. And Mayhew and Caldwell want defense, and that there's a rub between there.
So maybe Luan is getting his way.
Well, I think the draft will tell you who's got more power.
JT.
I think that you'll see.
All right, 248-848-1130. What else is it today, Rob Parker? Do you know?
It's also a trash talking Twitter Tuesday.
Okay, Rob Parker, so we got a little trash talking tonight because it is a Tuesday. It's Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday. You can do it via the telephone lines at the 248-848-1130, or you can do it on Twitter at our Parker and the Man page and just hashtag it TTTT. That's your four T's. See how cool I am with the hashtag TTTT. So hit us up the Twitter thing. You can even throw it on Facebook for all I care. But it's a Twitter thing because that makes it fun to say Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday. So later on, when prompted, we want you to come with it fast, hard, and strong. I even tweeted that today, Rob. Did you retweet my tweet? He's watching. He's not even listening to me.
I am listening to you.
Did you retweet?
Yes, I did retweet it, Mark. I mean, of course. I always retweet you. I thought we'd go on the commercial break up, to be honest.
Oh, I thought you thought that we were doing that? I'm still kind of building up to
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. I thought we were.
That's okay. So it's a trash talk on Twitter Tuesday. Get ready for that. Bob Krause is going to join us. We're going to do a little Players Championship business. He's our guy. He's our guru. He does the lighter side of golf that you hear every night here on Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan. So get ready for that and so much more. But right now, Rob is really bothered by the whole Sammy Watkins thing, and he doesn't get the guy. Guy's kind of out there, and he's putting it out there that maybe it's the Lions. We're 2 days away from the Lions drafting up to get the receiver out of Clemson, and Rob would not be happy. And then we have Dr. Doolittle in the fold.
Which I love that you brought that back.
The revamp of Dr. Doolittle. 248.
That was one of my all-timers.
Jerry Walker.
Jerry Walker.
That's quite the
what was the other one I had?
Tiger history.
Failing Phil for Phil Garner. And what was the
Rocky Top. You love Phil, though.
No, but he was failing when he was here. And who was the other one? The Rancid Randy.
Rancid Randy.
Remember my first column for the Detroit News, Mark, I used it 13 times.
You make
up
any names for James Toney when he hung up us and then swear at
us? No, he said he was going to kill me. I didn't want to be mad.
You don't want to get any further mad?
He was mad that day. Are you kidding?
248-848-1130. It's Sports Night with Parker and Man. It's Detroit's 1130. WDF for the fan. And yes, we're just getting started.
What do you say? Him say. You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Hit it.
Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations. Mark, you think you're the man? I don't think so. Sam is the man at Sam's Alterations, right there located on 12 Mile Road in Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Sam will take care of women, men, children, whatever you need, your alteration needs, cuffs, your pants hem, taken out, taken in, Mark, whatever. Sam is the man who'll get it done for you.
He's the man.
And best of all, it's located really simple. 12 Mile, Southfield Road in Lathrop Village, Sam's Alterations. Hey, Mark.
Yep.
Go get Sam.
Sports Wrap next.